Preston Smith, Rob Kelly. This show is stepping it up. What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's going on, CP? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good, man. Let's get right into it. You know, this defense is actually playing lights out, opposed to what people think.
Man, it's a bunch of hungry guys up front. You know, we know we got what we got on the back end. We got Josh Breland, you know, Will Blackman, Dante. And we got a lot of guys on the back end, Quentin Dunbar, Kendall Fuller. We know we got guys on the back end that's going to handle their business. We know we got to help those guys out by getting a great rush. And we know if we rush up front like the dogs we are, you know, with Chris Baker, Ryan Kerrigan, Trent Murphy, you know, Ricky Jean. And we know if we rush like the dogs we are, then we're going to have a lot of pressure and we're going to create a lot of mishaps and we're going to create a lot of uncomfortable pockets for quarterbacks. For the opposing team, we know we just keep on doing our thing, then we're going to make it easy for the back end, and we're just going to keep on getting close to the quarterback.
All the names you just called out, you would only know if you're a Redskins fan. You guys have found a way to maintain, again, bend but don't break. But when you look at this defense in the second half of all games, you guys haven't given up many points this season.
Yeah, because we go in at halftime, we see the mistakes we made, and we make sure we don't make those mistakes twice. So, you know, we guys go in, and we go in the mindset, we get together, and we talk about the mistakes we made. We make sure we don't shoot ourselves in the foot, and that we go out there and we execute the next half, you know, the second half of the game, and don't make the same mistakes twice, and we go out there and play a whole lot better than we did in the first half.
Rob, offensive side of the ball, what do you do moving forward to correct your red zone mistakes?
I think Coach McVay do a good job of calling plays or whatever. I think we just got to execute. Everybody got down winning individual battles and stuff like that. I mean, every player designed to score, we just got down score.
Would you request more of an opportunity to get in the red zone?
Yeah, I think any running back want to get in the end zone, especially in the red zone, you want to get the ball. But you also got to show the guys you're trustworthy, and that's what I'm trying to build right now. So they can depend on me. When I get down there, they know that, like, we can get a ball to Rob. You're going to get it in there.
You're running the ball on third and short, second and short. You're picking up short yards. You're moving the chains, keeping drives alive. How good does that feel?
That feels good. Anytime you can go out there and limit the negative plays, losing yards, I think that's always a plus. It feels good to go out there and like and run the ball in short yardage.
Let's get away from football. Let's talk about you guys off the field. Me being a huge college football fan, you look at Mississippi State and they lose to South Alabama, then go and kill my ticket against Texas A&M. You still go back to Mississippi State?
Yeah, I was actually at Mississippi State for the Texas A&M game. I was on the sideline, you know, cheering for those guys.
You were the bad luck. You cost me.
Yeah, I was the good luck for Mississippi State, but I was the bad luck for you.
Exactly. Did you get the chance to go back to Tulane?
Nah. When I did go back, Tulane was also, they were playing UCF, so I didn't get a chance to catch none of their games.
They lost.
So when you watched the carousel last week, the teams lost number two, number three, number four, losing college football. I know I'm a huge football fan, a huge college football fan. Do you all still keep up with college football?
You know, of course I watch college football because, you know, it's so easy. You know, everybody on the team has an alma mater, so you always got to watch the team they're playing. Of course, I feel like, you know, the SEC, where I came from, is the strongest conference in the nation. But, you know, y'all got to watch the other conferences and watch the other players and other teams play and see what they do. So I'm a huge college football fan.
Listen, the SEC is so overrated. The SEC West is decent. The SEC East has been horrible for years. Tulane, I don't even know. After Conference USA folded, I don't even know what Conference Tulane is in. My alma mater, ACC, all of a sudden we were in the Big East. But something that was missing when I played that you guys have access to is social media, which social media follow the Redskins on all of their social media. When you guys look at social media, how much does that play into your daily activity or feeding into the negativity or the positivity that comes along with it?
I feel like, you know, with my social media, a lot of fans message me and, you know, they direct message me on Instagram or Twitter. And I try to interact with as many fans as I can to try and be, you know, involved and try to keep people happy. And it's hard to keep fans happy. Because, you know, you have a good game, you have a bad game, they feel like you're great one game, then the next game they feel like you suck. They say that you shouldn't be a part of this team, they should trade you. You know, social media is a big part in, you know, in how the way football goes nowadays.
Speaking of DMs, are you married, Rob?
Nah.
Have your DMs went up since you became the starting running back
yeah,
at Washington Redskins?
It'd be kind of weird, though. Yeah, they went up a lot.
Oh, his DM.
I ain't going to talk about it, though.
His DM got to be popping.
Chill out.
So does it scare you all of a sudden the praises that comes along with being the starting running back of the Washington Redskins?
Yeah, man. Last time I was a superstar, probably in high school. Last time I rushed for 100 yards, probably high school. So, like, all this stuff kind of new to me. I ain't had this type of success in college or whatever. So, I just take it as it comes. Try not to get big head with it, though.